Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's Andrew coming back at you with another episode of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I will be doing a mock draft for tomorrow's NFL 2021 draft. So let's get into it. Before we start, though, as always, if you want to show your support for the channel, hit that red subscribe button and hit that bell icon if you want updates on the latest content. All right, so sorry, guys, I was a little last minute with this episode, but it's here. I'm going to be kind of combining some of the players that I think we can deal or trade in this draft to get, you know, better draft picks, and then kind of going in depth into the picks that I selected. Again, full disclaimer. This is not what I think the Jaguars are going to do. This is what I'm going to do, or what I would do if I was the GM. So just a disclaimer there. But so let's jump into some of the players I think we can deal in this draft. I'll start off with Miles Jack. And I know people get riled up about this. Miles Jack wasn't down. The original 2017 defensive crew, you know, Miles Jack really is the last one from that crew. So people get kind of salty about it. I have nothing personal against Miles Jack. I think he's a, you know, great guy. He does a lot for the community in Jacksonville, but there's a few reasons why I'd like to trade him. You know, one is I think he's kind of, you know, maybe a little injury prone. The last two seasons he didn't, you know, play full 16 game seasons. I think that's due to, you know, an injury with his knee. I know he had reconstructive knee surgery before he drafted him from UCLA, and the Jaguars were kind of cryptic about, you know, why they sat him for the rest of the 2019 season. But I think it has to do with that knee. I'm just speculating, but I think, you know, that's a concern. Another reason is, you know, he's kind of, you know, I don't even think he's really a top 10 linebacker. And I feel like he's getting top 10 linebacker money right now. And so I think he's underperforming a little bit, even though some people would argue he's our best linebacker on the team. I don't think he's, I think he barely is like a top 15 linebacker. So, you know, there's that. And, you know, he did get thrown out of a game. He's a captain, I believe, the first game of the 2019 season. So I wasn't too thrilled for that. I was there for that game. So really, those are some of the reasons. You know, I don't know how he's going to really fit into the 3-4 scheme either. And another reason is we have a lot of depth. You know, we have a lot of depth at the linebacker position. You know, we have Quincy Williams, we have Joe Giles Harris. And another thing that I was just thinking about is we could potentially, you know, do what they did with Miles Jack, moving, you know, Miles from weak side to middle. I think they should move Schobert over to weak side and then either move, you know, Damian Wilson, who we got from Kansas City, to middle linebacker, or even go with Shaq Quarterman, our rookie, and really develop that talent and get it ready for 2022. So those are my thoughts on Miles Jack, and I will get into the potential trade there in the draft. Next player I think we can probably deal off is left tackle Cam Robinson. We tagged him. He signed the tender, $14 million. You guys know my thoughts on Cam Robinson. I think he's underperformed a little bit while he's been here at Jacksonville. He's had some injury trouble. You know, I think Jacksonville did a good job of tagging him because I think it did kind of boost his value somewhat. So teams may be thinking, well, you know, Cam Robinson may actually be a really good, you know, left tackle, a good acquisition. So I think with that move, we could probably potentially deal him off to a tag and trade and get a better a draft pick. And then the other player that I think we can deal off is Andrew Norwell, left guard, getting paid a lot of money, has not played particularly well with Jacksonville. He's getting paid a pile of money. They did restructure his deal, but he's an Ohio State guy. I think he's buddies with, George Warhop. I don't see him going anywhere, but this is what I would do if I was the GM. I would probably trade him in this draft as well. And then Gardner Minshew, of course, is another potential player that we can trade. But you guys know my thoughts on Gardner Minshew. I mean, I think he's a great guy. He's on a cheap, rookie contract. I don't really understand why we would, trade him in this draft. I mean, I think I'm not too thrilled with CJ Beathard and Jake Luton. We also saw what he did last season. So I would say just keep Gardner Minshew on the team and, let him duke it out with CJ Beathard for the number two quarterback position. But he is also another player, I have to mention him, that we could trade as well in this draft. Okay, so went over the players that we could trade. I want to talk about my mock draft here. All right, so the Jags have a ton of picks, 10 picks in this draft, and we got to be really aggressive, guys. I think, the main positions of concern in this draft are, of course, QB, left tackle, cornerback, and tight end. So, those are the four main high priority, positions that we should be looking out for. And here we go. Let's jump into it. All right. So, round number one pick for the Jaguars will be Trevor Lawrence, of course, quarterback out of Clemson. Phenomenal quarterback, lots of potential, will fit in well, with a West Coast offense or a spread offense, which I could see, Urban Meyer and Daryl Bevel implementing. So I'm not going to say much more about Trevor Lawrence. Everyone's super excited. I get it. I'm just kind of tired of beating it to death. We know he's a great quarterback, and that's who I think we should go with in this draft. Okay. So, all right. So I think we should trade. So here is my proposition. I think we should trade to Dallas, Miles Jack, and Cam Robinson for Patrick Surtain Jr. This guy is a phenomenal cornerback. He's slated to go at number 10 in the first round. And Dallas is looking at, going after him. So I think if we can give Dallas Miles Jack, who, I think they are kind of hurting for a linebacker right now. I think one of their linebackers recently retired, all-pro linebacker. I'm blanking on his name right now. But if we could give them a linebacker and Cam Robinson, who's, I think would fit in well over in Dallas. They need a left tackle. Maybe he rebounds and has a great season. I could see Dallas biting on that and us picking up, Patrick Surtain, the second, who's a great slot corner. He's a press guy. He can also play some zone coverages. He's a great open field tackler. It's exactly what we need. And we have to hedge, in case Shaquille Griffin doesn't pan out. So I think this is the right move. Okay. So that would be our move. We upgrade to number 10 through a trade to Dallas for Miles Jack and Cam Robinson. All right. So then we go to the next pick in the first round. This is a trade up. We'll be trading up for pick number 14, which is held by the Minnesota Vikings. And, my proposition is to trade Andrew Norwell and our 25th pick to the Vikings in exchange for Rashawn Slater. So Rashawn Slater is a left tackle out of Northwestern, amazing talent, great run blocker, great pass blocker, and he's a guy that we would really need. I mean, he's pretty good at both, pass blocking and run blocking. There were some concerns that, his arms were not as long and all that. But I think I think that could just be fixed by technique. It's not that big of a deal. So, I say this would be a great move. Pick number 25, dealing our 25th pick in the first round, and Andrew Norwell to the Vikings. The Vikings are in need of interior offensive linemen. Their interior line was ranked very poorly last season. So I think Andrew Norwell could help them out, and I think it is a definitely doable trade. All right. So we upgrade to 14, and we get Rashawn Slater. All right. So now we're going into round two, and we have the 33rd pick, and I have Jacksonville selecting Brevin Jordan out of the University of Miami. I really like this guy, tight end. He's got a kind of a build similar to Kyle Pitts, but Kyle Pitts is probably going to go in going to be a number five pick in the first round. I just don't think we're going to be able to get him, but maybe we do. Maybe Urban goes after him, but I don't know. I think Pitts is a little injury prone, so I like Brevin Jordan. He's kind of multifaceted tight end. He can do a lot of different things. He's a great pass blocker. He's a good run blocker. And it's some nice matchups against linebackers and defensive ends. So, he's really kind of the missing part in my opinion for the Jacksonville offense. We have James O'Shaughnessy, who's kind of a bigger guy. He can get out there, break some tackles. But I think Brevin Jordan's different type of player, more of a speed player. And then you have Chris Manhertz, who's more of just a blocker. And then you have Tyler Davis as well, who would probably be in a similar role as Manhertz, probably just a blocker. But I think that could really beef up the tight end room. And that's who I am going with for round two, pick number 33. All right, so we go to our next pick in round two, pick number 45. That is Jabril Cox out of LSU. He is a outside linebacker. This guy is really good, man. This is one of the best pass coverage linebackers I've seen in a long time. Watch this film. He looks great. And this is really, in my opinion, what Jacksonville need. The pass coverage was so bad last year, with Miles Jack and Joe Schobert, and just the secondary, the pass coverage was not good. Schobert was dropping back into pass coverage a lot. I really think it was the scheme. So maybe we see something different this year with, Joe Cullen. But I think, if you moved maybe Jabril Cox in, you started him, or had, Quincy Williams come up and play and rotate them in, this linebacking core could be really good and could be, ready to go for 2022, which is really, I think, going to be the target for this franchise and making a run. I think this year, 2021 will be a rebuild, but I'll do another episode on that. I don't want to get too far off on a tangent. Then we go to round three, pick number 65. And I have that being guard Aaron Banks out of Notre Dame. Big guy. This guy would be a force to be reckoned with. A very big guard. Can't imagine this guy pulling and coming after you. I mean, that's got to be scary. But this guy is a great run blocker and great pass blocker as well. But I think we'll really beef up the interior line for Jacksonville, which just really needs to be rebuilt. Could be a nice backfill for AJ Can, who's really nearing the end of his deal after 2021. He's also been kind of injury prone as well. So, I'd like to see the Jacksonville go after Aaron Banks out of Notre Dame. Notre Dame kind of putting out a lot of great offensive line prospects. And I think this guy would be great on Jacksonville. So we go to round number four, pick number 106. We are going to go with Jimmy Morrissey, center out of Pittsburgh. And I think we need to draft a center. And I didn't think so initially, but, with Brandon Lindner, you know, kind of having some trouble with injuries. We do have Tyler Shatley, but, you know, Tyler Shatley honestly may get rotated to guard depending on who we draft and who gets injured. You know, Norwell went down last season, so, you know, maybe Shatley goes over and substitutes for or fills in for Andrew Norwell. And who knows, maybe Lindner goes down and we need a backfill as well. So Jimmy Morrissey out of Pittsburgh. I really like this guy. He's fast. He's quick. And I think he could be a steal for Jacksonville. So that's who I have the Jags going with in round four, pick number 106. Then we go to our next pick, the 130th pick. And we go with a safety out of FSU, Hamza Nasiruddin. I'm sorry if I butchered that. I am not very good at pronouncing names, so I apologize. But yeah, I watched this guy's film. He is a very good safety. We need a lot of help in the secondary. So I could see him being, you know, a free safety, helping out, maybe backfilling for Rashawn Jenkins, or maybe competing for the job with Josh Jones. I don't know. I mean, you know my feelings about Josh Jones. Not a huge fan, but this could be a nice depth draft pick here. He's 6'4". Man, he's huge. Nice height there. And I think that will definitely help him, you know, with matchups. And I think he could be a great draft pick for Jacksonville. So that is the 130th pick in the fourth round. We go to round five, pick 145. We go with Josh Palmer at University of Tennessee. Tennessee Volunteers. My wife is a Tennessee fan. So I'm a Florida fan. It's a little bit of a house divided, but especially during college football season. But this would be a depth a depth selection at the wide receiver position. I like Josh Palmer. Good good size. Gets nice separation, and could, you know, help us if you know, one of our wide receivers go down. So Josh Palmer, a could be a good selection for Jacksonville. We go to round number five, number 170th pick, and that will be Chuba Hubbard. He is a running back out of Oklahoma State. This would be another, you know, depth selection at the running back position. He'll be backing up James Robinson. We also have Carlos Hyde. And we also have Rock Armstead, but, you know, his health has been a little, iffy. I know he caught COVID-19 and had to sit pretty much most of last season out. They say he's supposed to come back and be, you know, playing and be in full health. So, hope he returns. I like Rock Armstead. He did, have some nice plays, in 2019 when Gardner Minshew was under center. You know, so I think, you know, this could be a hedge at running back, or, you know, a backup running back. But I watched this film. He's fast. You know, he didn't do much, you know, out in the flats in terms of catching passes, but I think that's something, you know, depends on scheme and something that you can develop, when you get into the league. So, that would be, round number five, 170th pick. And then we go to our final pick in round seven, 249th, pick. It's Manny Rugumba, cornerback out of, Miami of Ohio. This is really just a depth selection, you know, hedging at the cornerback position. I think, you know, with Trey Herndon, I'm just iffy on him. I don't know really. I don't know the value of having him on the team. You know, maybe they cut him, you know, during training camp. I don't know. But we definitely need help in the secondary. So I'd rather just go to the draft and have somebody on a rookie contract as opposed to, you know, Trey Herndon. But that's just my feelings. But those are my picks, guys. You know, I'll be excited to see the draft tomorrow. I'll be doing a live stream day one of the draft. Be sure to check that out. Come join me. I'll be doing a merch bundle giveaway. I'll be giving away a t-shirt, a sticker, and maybe even actually a copy of the new song I'm putting out. I'll be releasing a video for that tomorrow. But let me know how you feel about this mock draft. I apologize. I had to kind of do it rapid fire last minute, but it got done. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. As always, come by to Apple Podcast. Leave me some feedback. I always appreciate it. Helps me when I put these episodes together. Stay safe. Stay healthy. See you tomorrow. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that. JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel, so if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.